You're listening to the audio production of A Daring Faith in a Cowardly World, Live a Life Without Waste, Regret, or Anything Unfinished by Ken Harrison, published by Thomas Nelson and read by the author. Forward read by Gabe Wicks.
To Norton Rainey Sr., Norton has been an unceasing teacher about crowns and rewards for many decades, and I count it as a privilege to have been discipled by such a great man. Norton and I covered many miles together, teaching and discipling people from all walks of life, before Norton succumbed to advanced Alzheimer's disease. Norton will receive a rich reward in heaven for his relentless dedication to teaching his fellow believers the advanced truths about Christ.
Forward. Ken Harrison carries the supernatural anointing of God to help every man become who God created him to be. As followers of Jesus Christ, we must engage in the good works that the Apostle Paul said we were created to do, Ephesians 2:10. How do we do it? Through practical steps, scriptural truth, and fascinating stories from his unique personal experiences, Ken shows us not only why we must become the men God desires, but how we can accomplish it. When we first met, at the urging of three-time Dallas Cowboys Super Bowl champion Chad Hennings, we discussed how important it is for all believers to grasp the truth of God's kingdom will being done on earth as it is in heaven. The earth is the Lord's, yes, planet Earth, and he left us as his family to be wise overseers. Early in the conversation with Ken, I said forcefully, God is building one kingdom, his. We must all decide if we are going to join him, building his kingdom by gathering or scattering. Ken was captivated by that thought, but more importantly, it was obvious he had been captured by our Heavenly Father's heart. God had clearly led Ken to believe that God's will could be done on earth, and that he has designed men to lead by inspiring all believers to find meaningful, fulfilling life by losing theirs to fulfill God's kingdom purpose. In this truly inspiring, motivating book, he shows men the importance of loving their wives as Christ loves the church and training their children to know and do God's will because it's the greatest source of joy and meaningful life. He believes that as earthly fathers, we can give our families clear glimpses of the Heavenly Father. We can impact our neighbors by sharing God's transforming truth with unconditional love and genuine compassion. Ken challenges all men to live with such honor and integrity that everyone notices an undeniable difference in our lives. He does not use legalistic coercion, but biblical inspiration, holding to the promise that our commitment to fulfill God's kingdom purpose is amazingly meaningful. Finally, he makes it very clear we must learn to lead, beginning in the home, then the church, the community, and the...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?